Okay, recording. This is Casey from the first years, just for Ben's reference, okay? Casey, did you, you did a first presentation for us, didn't you?
Yeah.
This is just for you. Well, I'll give it to Ben and he can upload it on to the computer for you, so you don't need to take notes. Do you want to just give us, the same as we've done with every student, your theme, your discipline, and what you've been doing so far and where you think you're going with your idea? Give Chantelle a good cliff notes, as you call them.
Yeah.
Good overview, because she's not been here.
I'm doing, my theme is conservation, with big cats, mainly.
Can I ask why? Do you like big cats? Is that something you're passionate about?
Yeah, I do like big cats.
Crazy cat lady.
Yes.
Okay. So what are you wanting? What's your discipline, first of all?
Fine art, and at the minute it's mixed media.
Okay. So within fine art, you're always wanting to communicate some sort of message, some sort of concept to the viewer of your work. So what are you wanting to communicate about big cats and conservation?
Kind of like the dangers of like deforestation, global warming and all that through like endangered species, like tigers especially.
Do you think deforestation is the thing that has been impacting tigers the most?
Not tigers the most, but yeah, kind of. No.
Well, you tell me. This is your project.
A little bit, yeah.
So have you done some research into sort of some of the issues that are impacting on big cats?
I've done global warming. Yeah.
Okay, well, can I have a look at your sketchbook?
Yeah.
And like, let's have a look, like, spread your work out. Let's have a look at what we've got here. Beautiful paintings.
Thank you.
These are very beautiful. Okay, so that was like the tortoise thing. So, were these early bits of research?
Yeah.
You did? Because at the moment, with your research, you mostly looked at illustrators.
Yeah.
So is it actually fine art that you're doing? Or illustration?
Fine art.
Okay. Okay, so you've got some plans for some paintings, I presume?
Yeah. These? Kind of trying different things at the minute.
You wanted to do sort of mixed media, didn't you?
So what's the mixed?
I was doing collage. I was going to do something else on top of that, but right now I've just finished doing a glass painting. I don't know if that counts as just painting or not.
What's a glass painting?
Or painting onto glass.
Oh, painting onto glass. Okay. I mean, there's some nice like experiments going on here, Casey, and like, you know, you've got like you're demonstrating some nice skills. Okay. I think my sort of like big glaring concern is, from what you've just told me and kind of like where you're aiming towards, that you're aiming for a fine art outcome, is that you haven't really looked at any fine artists. Now, the whole purpose of research, so you've looked at like this sort of Aboriginal stuff, is that it's having some impact on the practical stuff that you're making. We don't just research for the sake of researching. It should be informing what we end up producing ourselves, yeah? So it could be that you're inspired by, when you're looking at people, that they're making work about the same topic as you. So looking at a painter who paints, you won't find one that just does big cats, but animal imagery, yeah? So a local artist that you might want to look at, okay, is Nick Romerl, who has just been away in deepest, darkest Africa, and he's painted rhino, he's painted gazelles, he's painted all manner of creature, okay? So you might look at him, yeah? And he's treated it, he's quite a photorealistic painter, but these paintings are a little bit more dynamic, a little bit freer looking. I can't think of any other ones off the top of my head that would be good to look at in terms of painting animals. But the other stream to when you're doing research is that you're looking at particular techniques that people are using that you might want to take into your own work. Again, you know, when you're looking at... Ooh, sorry, because where's it gone? Like, if this was a piece of research that was pertinent and you were using as part of your project work,
it was at the start, because at the start I was going to do something with maps, and Lisa told me to look at Aboriginal art because of song lines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that's in there, but I went away from maps.
But what might be quite interesting to see is you bringing some of this like dot work
into your paintings.
Into the paintings. So then there is a clear visual bridge between the research that you're doing and then the practical stuff that you're making. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is, obviously, tigers don't come from where this artwork is made, okay? So you kind of need to understand where these creatures are inhabiting and the issues that surround them. Now, the reason why I asked, you know, with particularly with tigers, is it actually deforestation that is creating their extinction? Because,
or is it poaching?
Because where tigers come from, Asian countries or Siberian tigers, yeah, they're still used within medicine. Yeah. And there still is this belief that consuming animals, you take on part of their strength or their, you know, characteristics. So shark fin soup and things like that are still very prevalent. So in that case, if you were looking at India, for instance, yeah, for Bengal tigers, then you might end up having some Indian inspired patterns kind of creeping onto them. Or if you were looking at sort of Siberian tigers, you maybe look at Siberian pattern work that you could then bring onto them. Because it's really people that are impacting animals, yeah. And this is why I sort of keep on coming back to what it is that you're trying to communicate. Now, your designs at the back here, where you've got like a forest and then I presume what would be a tiger skull,
yeah,
not a human skull. To me, feel a little bit more of an illustration persuasion than a fine art persuasion. Because within fine art, you're not presenting like the whole narrative to people, you're giving them little glimpses, yeah? So this is why I'm talking about, you know, infusing some, you know, traditional pattern work from the countries where tigers exist as an indicator to the viewer. Like, oh yeah, okay, well that's like a Bengal tiger or that's a Siberian tiger.
Or if, why did you drop the maps? Because that might make a clear distinction just towards their geographical locations. I love maps myself. Is there a reason why you dropped the map side?
I didn't know how to
incorporate it.
Yeah, execute.
Okay.
What about painting on the maps?
Yeah, collaging the maps.
Mm-hmm.
Like
staining
maps
them.
Of where these big cats are from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like staining the papers and then collaging them to make your big cats and painting over the top of them.
Yeah.
Because really, these lovelily rendered images are kind of maybe making the animals more revered looking, you know, more important looking. Because they're beautiful, aren't they? They're really beautiful creatures. And maybe in a sort of more subtle way, you could be communicating that there is an issue, you know, with them becoming extinct. And we should respect them and cherish them just by painting them really beautifully. Keeping it simple like that. Maybe painting on top of maps, maybe staining the maps and then painting on top of them. Because again, you know, cheetahs, they come from a totally different continent, okay? Different issues surround those big cats, yeah? So that's kind of what I'd be encouraging you to do, I think.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Portraiture of big cats, infusing maps into them, yeah? You need to do a little bit more research into sort of like the issues that are surrounding these creatures, okay? And it could just be like a page of... And I would almost just encourage you to focus on the tiger because it's well documented. There's lots of information out there, yeah, about the issues that are surrounding them, okay? And it is mostly around poaching and hunting for either their furs or the medicinal properties that they apparently possess, you know? So doing a page on that, adding in a few more artists that are relevant to your discipline. It's great that you have got these illustrators and you've done some artist research, that's great. Obviously, it'd be good to have the images. We're visual people in this department. My brain certainly doesn't like writing that much. I much prefer lots of imagery, okay, to help me. When it comes to writing, do you like writing yourself?
I don't mind it.
Okay. Because one of the tips that I say to students is just like bullet points, yeah, rather than big rambling text. Because I don't know if in here... You do a little bit of analysis at the bottom, but really that is kind of what's more important to us when we're assessing your work, is what it is that is inspiring you and making you research and document that person as an influence for your project. What aspects of their work in a bit more detail is being infused, so that then when we look at your practical work, we then go, oh yeah, obviously I see that now, you know, where that inspiration is coming from. All of the best art is made up from stealing elements from everybody else. Nothing is new, okay? It's really, really, really hard to create anything new now in art. It's all been covered, so you have to kind of poach elements. Like if I have a look at your little board here.
Yep.
Thank you. So, I mean, again, these are all quite illustrative.
Yeah, we had this discussion earlier. This one we were looking at.
Yeah.
And we were thinking, well, what is it you like about it? And you said sort of the colour palette. So then that could be something that you pinch and put into your own project.
Mm-hmm. And it might also be like the simplicity of it all.
And the composition.
Yeah. Yeah. absolutely. Because these ones, especially with like the sort of flowers and things kind of around them, kind of makes them feel more important by sort of like framing them. Yeah, sort of like this framing. And I think there's something you can work with that. These are quite stylized, whereas obviously you've tried to be a bit more photorealism, which is fine, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But these, maybe you can get away with a bit more in them, especially when it comes down to adding these extra elements like the florals, if that's the sort of route that you want to go down. I would really encourage you just to focus on the tiger, do a little bit more research in terms of the issues that are impacting tigers. Taking some inspiration from the things that you've got here in terms of composition, okay, so how something is laid out, yeah. If you like these colors, bringing some of that in. Think about some foliage. I don't know if you have lots of plants at home or can go out and take pictures of plants.
Garden centre.
Garden centre,
They've got some tropical
parks.
plants.
I mean, we're thankfully in spring now, so things are coming back to life. So there's lots of flowers and different plants all coming back to life again that you can take some pictures of. I mean, these are just silhouettes. So if you had those photographs, then you can be cutting them out of maps, maybe. Maybe that's the maps. Yeah, as an option. What do you think, Casey? I need to hear some vocalization from you.
I like those ideas.
Okay.
And I'd like to put maps back into my project.
Okay. Good. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to, but it seems like a good, easy win.
Yeah, absolutely. And aesthetically, I don't know about you, but I love maps. Bit of a nerd for travel, me.
Yeah. Now, what size is this going to be, do you think, in the end?
Medium.
Medium. You're funny.
Medium on a scale of what?
I don't know.
Like, is it going to be this big? This big?
Is it going to be bigger?
It's not going to be bigger.
It's not going to be bigger.
It's not going to be bigger. I think I'm aiming for that right
Yeah.
How long did this take you, roughly? Because you did these two quite quickly.
Yeah.
And now I think they're really quite good. Really detailed, beautiful colours.
Now, are they on tracing paper because you painted them with the picture underneath?
I traced the image.
Uh-huh.
I painted them without the image under it.
Okay. Because there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with tracing. Some of the best artists in the world trace things, okay? So I don't want you to think that that's me criticizing you. But in order to scale them up, we might just need to look at some different techniques, like using the overhead projector, okay? So if you could find an image of a tiger, maybe a bit more, where you've got more of the tiger visible, yeah? Then we can look at projecting and then you painting from it being projected or tracing it out from being projected.
Yep.
Okay? That way we can scale things up to however big you want them to be and we can start looking at that. Because we're not restricted by the size that the printer can print images off to. Because with the overhead projectors, we can make things really big. Yeah? I also need you, if you're going to include foliage, to start taking some pictures of foliage, okay? Or again, finding images off the internet, whatever. It's good to have a balance. Now, we don't have any large cats in Jersey, they're not native to our lands. Do you know anybody that's got a cat? Like a domestic cat?
Yes.
You have a domestic cat.
Is this your cat?
Yes.
Okay. So it would be good to see some drawings in here of your cat. Some detailed ones, some ones that are focused on texture. It might be
shape.
About their claws or shape, yeah, the whole form.
Or how they sit.
Move. Mm-hmm. A bit more of that sort of stuff. Because you've got some drawing in here, but I'm just acutely aware none of it is really from life. Yeah, so from having something sat in front of you. It's all quite stylized, which again, there's nothing wrong with it, but we just need to pull it back in now. So where have you got these sort of gaps? Ooh, where's that page gone? Like this one. Can you dedicate these pages to
your
cat?
Yep.
Yeah. Seeing as you've got it to hand. You've got this blank page here. You've got about global warming. Maybe you've got an opportunity here to add some things in that are particularly relevant to the tiger on this page. Certainly we need some notes here. Now, is this just about different cats?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe just a couple of bullet points about each one on that page, yeah? What are these pages about?
Because I was looking at tigers, I was kind of looking at just jungle, forest, forestation and stuff.
Their environment.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Actual pictures of the jungles that they come from, off the internet. Yeah? To back up what you've drawn here. And then again, some notes about what it is that you're observing. Okay. And why it's important. Okay. What about these two pages?
It was just lightning and stuff because I was ill Monday and Tuesday. I was trying to do at least something. And I was looking at like natural disasters and the
Okay. Not
to thingy.
Okay. I mean, it's a bit off-piste.
Yeah.
But, you know, I applaud you trying to do something when you're not well. But can I maybe encourage you to use some of these pages to just maybe going over the top and sort of gathering images of tigers to work from? You know, lots of different angles, different perspectives, you know, different types of tigers might be quite good. And then dedicating some pages to floral stuff. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, perfect. Absolutely.
Let's just keep it nice and simple. Yeah? That will... The ultimate goal is to produce a painting, a fine art painting with some mixed media kind of components of a tiger that is roughly A2. Keep it that simple, yeah? And just back it up with some good research into some of the wider context, couple of painters, that sort of thing. Yeah?
Yep.
Perfect. How cool. Do you feel?
Good.
Good? Yeah. You've got a good, strong idea of what you're going to make now and what you need to do?
Yep.
Fabulous.
Okay. So, for next week, we need some of that imagery. So we can start tinkering with it, getting it on computer, getting it onto acetate, projecting it, and I can show you those techniques.
Mm-hmm. I think what you need to do over the weekend...
The long weekend.
Perhaps some sketchbook work. Maybe after your blog spot, which is now, I appreciate you've missed a little bit, but you might have to spend some time collating images and printing for the weekend so you can get your sketchbook up to speed.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you so much, Casey.